This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. On Fridays, we turn our attention to how mental health shapes the lives of North Texans. Today, a look at employee burnout. In its updated Handbook of Diseases, the World Health Organization has redefined burnout, tying it to chronic workplace stress. KERA's mental health reporter, Saida Hassan, is with me now to talk about these changing attitudes toward work and mental health. Hi, Saida.
Hi, Justin.
Saida, first off, what exactly is burnout?
The World Health Organization is calling burnout a syndrome, and it's specifically tied to ongoing job stress that hasn't been successfully managed. So there are three main components of burnout: feelings of exhaustion, feeling distant and negative and cynical about your job, and a decline in professional efficacy, basically your ability to do your job effectively. So the World Health Organization specifically ties burnout to the workplace. They say the syndrome doesn't apply to other parts of your life outside of work. And the group doesn't go so far as to call burnout a medical condition, but this new definition is drawing more attention to the issue of workplace stress.
Why is the World Health Organization making this classification now?
Well, the group has a handbook called the International Classification of Diseases, which is regularly updated. And the handbook has previously included burnout, but it didn't describe it in a lot of detail, and it didn't classify it as a syndrome. So this new expanded entry now offers more clarity on burnout, and it differentiates it from other types of mental health disorders.
This is kind of a big change, so I'm kind of curious, how is this new idea of burnout syndrome being received?
Well, many people are applauding this new definition. They say it's a step in the right direction. And since the release of the revised disease handbook, we've seen plenty of people sharing their own experiences with workplace stress and feeling validated by this recognition. It also raises the question of who's responsible for burnout, the employer or the employee. The definition refers to chronic workplace stress that isn't effectively managed, but it doesn't go so far as to say whether the employee needs to better manage their stress or if employers are placing too much pressure on their workers.
It looks like the World Health Organization is offering ideas for what makes a healthy job. What do these look like?
Right. So there is an emphasis on not overburdening employees. The group says a healthy job is a workplace where, quote, the pressures on employees are appropriate in relation to their abilities and resources. It also says that staff should have an appropriate amount of control over their work and that they should be supported in the workplace. Another important distinction is that a healthy workplace isn't just one that lacks harmful conditions, but one that actively promotes health. So the World Health Organization has some suggestions. They include assessing health risks at the workplace on an ongoing basis, giving employees information and training on health issues, and allowing employees to make health a priority and make time to focus on wellness at work.
The negative effects of burnout can mimic other issues like depression or anxiety. So what should someone do if they think they might be suffering from burnout?
It's best to see a mental health professional to get clarity on exactly what's going on. And the World Health Organization says that before doctors can diagnose a patient with burnout, they have to rule out things like anxiety, mood disorders, or other stress-related issues. And the definition of burnout is unique. That's because it's specifically limited to the workplace. Some of those other things like anxiety and mood disorders can manifest in a variety of ways throughout our lives.
Saida Hassan covers mental health for KERA News. Thank you, Saida.
Thank you, Justin.